This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's army appeared to gain the upper hand on Sunday in a bloody power struggle with rival paramilitary forces after blasting its bases with airstrikes. At least 59 civilians were killed, including three UN workers. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
The fighting erupted on Saturday between army units loyal to General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, head of Sudan's Transitional Governing Sovereign Council, and the paramilitary Rapid Support Force, or RSF, led by General Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo, who is deputy head of the council. Efforts by neighbors and regional bodies to end the violence intensified on Sunday. That included an offer by Egypt and South Sudan to mediate between the fighting parties. Steve Karish, VOA News.
Unilateral action on trade by European member states is unacceptable, the bloc's executive said on Sunday after Poland and Hungary announced bans on grain and other food imports from Ukraine to protect their local agricultural sectors. After Russia's invasion blocked some Black Sea ports, large quantities of Ukraine grain, which is cheaper than that produced in the European Union, ended up staying in central European states due to logistical bottlenecks, hitting prices and sales for some local farmers. Israeli demonstrations against the government's plan to overhaul the judiciary have continued despite Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's decision to pause contentious proposals.
The judges in my case have already been chosen. I've made it absolutely abundantly clear that the reform will not affect any judge who today or tomorrow in the future has to deal with my case. So my case is completely independent from this.
Netanyahu on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. This is VOA News. Energy and environment ministers of the Group of Seven wealthy nations have vowed to work and to hasten the shift toward cleaner, renewable energy, but set no timetable for phasing out coal-fired power plants. The G7 officials issued a communique on Sunday laying out their commitments after 2 days of talks in northern Japan. The 36-page document was prepared in advance of the G7 summit to be held in Hiroshima in May. A weekend of deadly violence across the U.S. ignites more calls for lawmakers to do something for gun control. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At least four teenagers shot and killed at a birthday party in Alabama. A deputy in Minnesota killed in a shootout and two dead after a shooter fires into a crowd in a Louisville park. All according to law enforcement. Republican Representative Nancy Mace says silence is no longer an option.
There are plenty of things that we can be doing besides offering prayers and silence.
But on Fox News Sunday, she stopped short of tighter gun control measures.
Some sort of amber alert, for example, to let the community know there's been a shooting, strengthening our background checks,
and
hardening our schools, churches, and synagogues.
I'm Julie Walker.
A trial beginning Monday in the U.S. eastern state of Delaware will force Fox News executives and some of the American cable network stars to answer for their role in spreading doubt about the 2020 U.S. presidential election. Jurors hearing the $1.6 billion lawsuit filed against Fox by Dominion Voting Systems must answer a specific question. Did Fox defame the voting machine company by airing bogus stories alleging the election was rigged against Donald Trump, even as many at the network privately doubted the false claims? The trial will also test press freedom and put a spotlight on the flow of misinformation that helped spark the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021. The Super Mario Brothers movie keeps the top spot at the box office for a second weekend. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
My army, Koopas! Koopas! Whatever those things are.
The Super Mario Brothers movie made another $87 million in movie ticket sales domestically, according to studio estimates. That's the best second weekend ever for an animated film in North American theaters. The Russell Crowe film The Pope's Exorcist debuted a distant second with $9.2 million. John Wick Chapter 4 is number three, followed by the Nicolas Cage, Nicholas Holt thriller Renfield. Air is in fifth place. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.